Say she from Texas, but stay in the 305. Don't do private sessions, but it's something about tonight. Right hand to God, she look like Kate Michelle mixed with a little. They take Patron to the nearest by the little. Posting money on the gram, 100,000 in the solid ones. You would think I sold a million. They said that money be making the. She gon' sit right on my lap and tell me how you overcome. No, no, I got you by the pound, babe. Go ahead, love and feel your love. Yeah, girl, I ain't down with the kissing. My tongue on her, baby, down to take licking. I'm stroking, she's shaking the pen. And her legs like the trimming, make it, she twitching. I'm rolling with him a stripper. I'ma do way more than tipper. She just changed her Twitter to, oh, baby, that's my name. Damn, faded up, gone off the chain. Just pop the bottle, you know what I'm saying. Girl, you got them trippin', cause I don't need the same. I just wanna know, can you help me swing?
Catch Street Anthems Live, with DJ Will Money every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get into it's the hottest chance. Street Anthems Live here every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, right here.
Believe it.
On K100 Radio, get live with DJ Will Money, you heard?
The way this shit sounds right here.
Yeah, bitch, we ain't playing by the money. Yeah. We got him wrapped up like a mummy. Yeah. That presidential looking sunny. Yeah. Feel like a magistrate in money. Yeah. Hating on the play, holding they nuts on the play. Yeah. Wanna see a nigga fall out the game. You know I take smoke. Then it's falling on these suckers. Yeah. Yeah. Paper, I suggest you do the same. Yeah. You don't listen, name. Hustling is the game. Oh, yeah. Money like a train. Yeah. Might just walk up by the knee, man. Then go buy me a plane. Black dropping, head phantom. Just to hog up all the lane. Yeah. If you don't think that's funny, then you don't know me, money. Yeah. If you playing by this paper, then you don't know me, honey. Yeah. Big clips don't do no holster. We standing on the sofa. Yeah. And we be in them rows. The ones that come with sofa. Yeah. Who the fuck the DJ? Playing all my hits. Yeah. Who the niggas putting on? Bet they got all the bricks. Yeah. Money's the agenda. Yeah. We mix it like a vendor. Yeah. Got 10 up in the fender. With steps up in the center. Yeah. Hey, bitch, we ain't playing by the money. Yeah. We got them wrapped up like a mummy. Yeah. That presidential looking sunny. Yeah. Feel like a magistrate in money. Yeah.
Car full of ammo, yeah. Abracadabra, Magic Orlando, hop up out the bando, hop up out the Lambo, got my Cuban links on, they gon' need a passport, I'm doing the dashboard, pay 300 cash for it, used to have a glass like it came off the backboard, came in the back door, skin color rim, man, the bitch he rubbing on me, I'ma turn into a genie, got that magic city flow, got that money on the floor, I'm so close to the club, I dim the park on the
to the machine. Yeah. I got the retail on. By the time I get it, you got detail on it. We got the fish scale on. By the time I get it, you got T-cells on it. I get a rest now. Walk with a roller and bust down. After I put out my razor, go jump in your bitch and then jump in the fart. You know what? I represent everything I was bumping and gotta be far. We rev it up like a mama finessing and revving a driving. I got a plug on a girl, but I know you tell her. I gotta sit on you first, cause I know you jealous. I had to tell about the post, now fully developed. My phone status absolutely, top back, no roof. It's such a round for the street fair, they I never have a clue.
Hey, bitch, we ain't playing by the money. Yeah. We got them wrapped up like a mummy. Yeah.
future looking sunny. Feel like a magic city money. Hating on the player, with they nuts on the player.
You nominated us, and you voted.
And thanks to you, our loyal listeners,
we are the Southern Entertainment Awards Radio Station of the Year, 2016.
Yeah, you know what it is.
K100 Radio.
You niggas started with
dope.
Oh, shit.
If I told you I was back, nigga, that's what it is. I'm on the left side of the map, and that's what it is. My homie got that pack, and that's what it is. You ain't trying to spend a high buy, cause that's what it is. I just want to get the money, and act like a bitch. I'm the one to get the money and pass it out to my clique. Cause everybody know I'm rich. Everybody know I'm rich. Put the squad on my back. Squad. Google Maps will tell your ass where it's at. Back seat full of bitches. You can say a nigga to ride with that Mac. Oh, life's still crazy, newborn baby. Niggas I don't know still hand me facts. Never tripping. Personal message to them niggas.
Hey,
I'ma shit on y'all.
My word is bond. 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 My word, my word.
Cause I got pie and my purse is about 50 straps. If I mention your name, I'll probably put you on. So I ain't talking about no orders to the contract clause. Looking in the mirror like, am I wrong? Not finished, nigga, don't take it personal. They give a game and more money. So when they get ugly, shit ain't funny. Promise I'ma make you hate me and love me, and I promise I'ma stay the same with
my
this
word
money.
Is bond. My word 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 is bond.
My word, my word.
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 My word is bond.
I told you, red bond, the nigga, then that's what it is. If I fail to put the line, nigga, then that's what it is. Bow down in that situation, I've been with the shit. I'm the one niggas watch, so y'all know what it is. My blink ain't going over, my nigga started the shit. Saying everything but bees, not an industry bang. Niggas better get credit or get hit by the gang. And it really is bond, they fuck them this in my name. Sounding good on these tracks, study calling my phone. Gonna get you a hit and leave a nigga alone. Cause the shit y'all talking while you sleeping alone. When I 5-5, I'm trying to tip that dome. Really with the shit, fuck who try to play them. Really off strokes, nickname from the homies. Posted with the 40, fat ass Rollie. You ain't from bond if you don't know me.
My word is bond. 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 My word is bond.
My word, my word.
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 My word is bond.
Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that monster fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde mold, hawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman. The money count is the only moment of silence. Cause hush money balances all this drugs and violence. Hat trick under my mattress. Did I stop? Steal has an asterisk after it. After all, I can make a call. I can baptize a brick as I wash away my sins like a Catholic. Who the fucking master this? America's nightmares and Flint. Children of a lesser God when your melanin's got a tint. And I can't even mention what I sent or what I spent. Cause my name in 18-wheelers is evidence. I put my booze in them cruise collections. Like the bitch A to Z on her shoe collection. Take your pick.
paid in full like 86 G's on my body. The new Gucci has left monogram. God got him. Let he without sin cast the first stone. So I built that all glass quad level first home. Shatter all of your misconceptions. Hold all of the missing weapons. You thought I would miss my blessing. The ultimate misdirection. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your husband was a drug dealer. For 14 years, he sold crack cocaine.
Federico Fellini in the flesh. Sergio Cecchini inside his mesh. Bitch, I've been bracking since the 80s. Google me, baby, you crazy. 89 in London pulling Benz. Type it in, Google's your friend, bruh. 14-year drug dealer and still counting. Who deserves the medal of freedom is my accountant. He been hula hooping through loopholes, working round shit. IRS should have had the townhouse surrounded. Thanks to the lawyers, I marbled the foyer. I tore the floor up, yeah, that's for the koi fish. We been dining on oysters. I walked through the garage just like multiple choices. I told him pull a Royce up, I'm getting ghosts. I'm hearing noises, I think it's the boys, but I've been banking the Deutsche. We got storefronts, we got employee stubs. We've been opening studios and 40-40s up. The paper trail is gorgeous. Cases, we bury some before a reasonable doubt drop. The jury hung. Bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. My tenure took me through Virginia. Ask Teddy Riley about me. Ask the federales about me. Try to build a cell around me. Snatch my nigga Emery up. Try to get him to tell about me. He told 12, give me 12. He told him to go to hell about me. Drug dealers anonymous. Y'all think Uber's the future. Our cars been autonomous. Mules move the drums. Take them to different spots. We just call the shots by simply moving our thumbs. I'm a course of miracles with this shit. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Therein lies the peace of God. I always knew I was a prophet, but I couldn't find a decent job. Life made me ambidextrous. Counting with my right, whipping white with my left wrist. Damn, Daniel. FBI keep bringing them all white vans through.
Couple of 100,000 in it. Hey, nigga, roll up. Anyway, you say it with lemonade. Feeling good like I'm dealing yay. It's in the day. Time and me never. Could do this shit forever. Can't even put it in words. How I'm in love with him. Slanging work on the curb. Hustling drugs with him. The jet ride 50 million in one. Feeling. See? I'm high as a motherfucker. Don't have me shit. Make me lie to you, motherfucker. Man, truth is for real. Feel like Dre for real. Mixed with Eric B and Rakim. Shout out to hell on the scale. It's still the game. It's like me. Like every time I see him, they're like a papa seal. High enough to see a live. For real. And man, I know all the chill. You don't know how good to make a nigga feel. Kick it, play, super fly with the shit. Don't need a gram to get laid, an ounce to get paid. You kush to roll up, a drink to blow up. Anyone know us, they no trap shit in our DNA. And numbers on the need to no basis, this ain't no Q&A. I promise trade that I put the game on lock and ain't no taking that shit back. Put it on everything I got, god damn. Up at the door,
I've been out of land. Residential areas flying, I'm getting out of damn. Ma'am, tell your son he better watch it, cause we roll. And disrespect is not an option in my neighborhood. So why are you talking to me? Even if we know you hating, then that's all it could be. Cause if I call them all the niggas indebted to me, if I ain't had no deed, dead to me.
Like the Yankees, this whole fucking game thankless. We moving militant, but somehow you the one tanking. No limit to where I could take it. And you know me as a crisp bottle sender, check picker upper. I thought we looked out for one another. We saw us all as brothers in the struggle, too blessed to be humble. I guess it's different in the city I come from. All of a sudden, I got people showing how much they truly resent me. They hold a meaning to spells envy, they trying to tempt me. The higher I get, the less they accept me. Even had the OGs try and press me. Ha 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 ha. No way out, cause I'm already in it. I'm not attending when I do a show and get a ticket. Good business and clean millions, I got the vision. I been had it since no scrubs and no pigeons. Even back when I wasn't as popping. When they told me take a R&B nigga on the road, and I told them no and drew for Kendrick and Rocky. I tried to make the right choices with the world watching. Mike never tried to rap like Pac. Pac never tried to sing like Mike. Those my dad's words to me when I asked him how to make it in life. And I always said my mother gave the greatest advice. Yeah, look at me now, they look at me like the golden child. Can't nobody hold me down, especially not right now. Certain shit is just too wild to reconcile. Take that, no love in their heart, so they fake that. DiCaprio level, the way they play that. Damn, nigga, what is that? You don't hear no songs, they hit my phone like you did that. They even hit my line like where you been at. It's always on some shit like when can I get a favor, where my bitch at? Like I'm about to tell you where she been at. Costa Correas, I got a kidnap. She ain't sorry and I ain't sorry. It's too late for sorry. Green, white, and red on my body, cause I'm dipped in Ferrari. All she wanna do is get high and listen to party. She complain, I tell the driver to drop her at Barney's. My summer diet is just rosé and calamari. Look, now you got me started. I'm the black sheep, rest in peace to Chris Farley. I got a lot to lose, cause in every situation I'm the bigger artist, always gotta play it smarter. Y'all shook up, I'm here on the cook up. Cameras pointing every time I look up. That's why I gotta duck behind Chubb's shoulder just to hit the cush up. Sponsorship dollars are sky high. He be like, Drake, will you please stop smoking la la? Chubb's why I try, I'm a thug, I'm a die high. Got the rose pink tinted lenses, it's a Wednesday. Architects taking dimensions, they redoing the entrance. Yeah, redoing the entrance, kinda like when you niggas drop on some again and again shit. And you still never quite get it. Meantime, Drizzy over here trying to make you dance to this. Yeah, I make you dance to this. I roll big body, wide body, Calabasas, roll winder, sun shining, wax tires. See Chris Jenner, I beat twice and I wave. The rest of you boys, I blow kicks right in your face. Pistol by my bed, I'm asleep, but I'm awake for that one night when niggas try reach inside my safe. Don't push me, cause I'm way too uneasy nowadays. These guys move so greasy nowadays. I tell you my life and y'all don't believe me when I say it. Say my stories for down the line. I'm too ahead of the curve every time. Just total the hits and see what you find. You SWV cause you weak and I'm always, always on your mind. Yeah. And we can't stop. Make you dance to this. I'ma make you one dance to this. Ha 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 ha. Bad breed, bad boy. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's right.
so devastated. At times I thought we'd never make it. But now we on our way to greatness.
Greatness, greatness.
And no one had ever took this patience.
I used to feel so devastated.
Getting better each day, stacking that to the cheesecake. Looking to the Lord, we pray. Trying to be my best these days, until I let the rest of we late. Yeah, to the time being, we lit. Hoping I don't let it get under my head. Now I need the money just to say that I'm rich. Couple little honeys when they get in my bed. They used to run for me when I had nothing. Now they wanna fuck if you see me stunting. Nigga came up off the hustling, living in a lap of lust, and I'm feeling like the man. You ain't in my trust, and you wouldn't understand. On me, body's over bands, on me, make it one of them. Feel so devastated. At times I thought we'd never make it. Now we on our way to greatness. And all that ever took was patience.
I used to feel so devastated.
My mama say, be watching you. They gon' put their hand all in your pocket. But that credit card that's in your wallet. Drinking liquor when we celebrating. Cash is late and I'm a fun. Trying to get a nigga, take the condom out. Cause she wants that tax every month.
I know what you want, but you're not gon' get it. My kindness a weakness when you act it. Keeping it 100 ain't your forte. You used to be the one to talk to. Every night,
100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100 Radio, what's good, man? I know that some of you guys were waiting, and you guys were waiting for it to hear from Luau Prop. We had a little, I guess, we had a little issue with him and his being able to come through and do the interview. 347-934-0966. We still got Trez coming up. We still got Trez coming up. We got Luau Prop's management on the line real quick, though. He wants to give us the rundown on that. You're live on the air, Devin. What's going on? What's happening, bro?
Hey, man. I'm blessed, man. Sorry, apologize for the inconvenience. The he was on the road. Reception's real bad, so I said I was going to call in to make sure I gave y'all a shout-out, man, just for looking out and blessing us with the interview.
Absolutely, man. Well, we know we'll try to maybe – I don't know if we're going to be able to reschedule it or whatever with him. We'll try and do that if we can.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? You know, if we're, I don't know if we're going to be able to do it, but if we can, we'll definitely try to.
Definitely.
Let me see. Yeah, we're gonna try to you know work it out to where he you know
definitely,
he gets back on
definitely.
The line. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, definitely the main.
That. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh yeah, no, I was just saying the main gist is you know we got a project called Fish Telling, we'll be dropping on the 29th nationally on all the social media platforms and you know any digital and physical platforms that is available. So. You know, just have everybody tune into that, luaproc.com, LUAPROC.com to find all the information about the artist and all the things that we've been doing with the various other artists that we've been working with as well.
All right, cool. So we'll try to, I guess get that one back over, you know what I'm saying? We'll try to
for
pick
sure.
that back up, you know what I'm saying? I'll run one of his
hey,
joints
man.
Real quick. Everybody that's calling in for the
yep.
Trez interview that's coming up at 6:30, he's right on deck. We see he's on the line, so he's on deck. So if you're calling in to check out the Trez interview, we're on schedule with that one. We're running one of these joints by Luau Prop so you can kind of get acclimated with the artist. You know what I'm saying? Check him out real quick. And then we'll try to reschedule that one, homie. All right?
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Shout out to K100.
All right, check out Luau Prop's joint real quick, and we'll be right back with Trez.
On a motherfucking beat. What you know about work? Flip. What you know about fish? Grip. I cop a coupe and I drop it. Got that suede roof and I cop it. Got that doors off. Rocket up that boulevard and I'm 30s. Got them pads on me, I'm dirty. Got that trunk filled, I'm loaded. Got that skunk in the ear that live with me. Rips in the rig, got rips right here. 100,000 be clips right here. Me and Gates got rips right here. Nigga, look, you don't see that there. Iced out, better see me clear. Wrist lit, can't see my ear. Two flips, my bezel price. Pushing work, gotta keep me right. Fendi belt, let me floss my wealth. Fendi shoes, I pin that dude. I'm ballin' hoe, he so damn rude. I'm still that nigga, my pocket big, got major figures. Gilly, nigga. Swish the sweets off Phillies, nigga. Transparent, that transformer. Bands change like a transformer. What you know about fish? Putting the heroin in the kitchen, recompressing the coke with the vinegar makes it different. Strength in both wrists, hundreds in both fists. Sneezed on niggas, feature price is ridiculous. Eating on niggas, slanging dick to they bitches. Professional ass slanger, the biscuit stay in the bushes. The number that you hollering is pussy, so you pussy. Carbon 15, reversible stock of fully. Diamonds in my teeth, I talk, niggas be looking. Plug with a line, suburban around the corner. It ain't income tax, time check, cash, you're asking for open. It ain't beans out of rehab, relapse, and after that, no amount of work. You nominated us, and you voted.
And thanks to you, our loyal listeners.
We are the Southern Entertainment Awards Radio Station of the Year, 2016.
Yeah, you know what it is.
K100 Radio.
Oh, yeah, we have a winner. What up, though? K100 Radio, welcome. I'm your host, Blizzon. And the winner is of the We Network. You know what I'm saying? We got what we do over here at K100 Radio. This is our direct line interview series. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I see some people are checking in with us over here on Facebook Live. What up, though, man? We try to sponsor a lot of events. We try to show love to people who are giving platforms and providing a platform for independent artists all the time, man. And if you got a platform for independent artists, we like to sponsor the event sometimes. Just hit us up. We may be able to look out for you. We try to offer prize packages and stuff and try to look out. So one of our friends that we actually connected with via the SEM was Miss Isha. She had a dope event, and we decided that we wanted to help her sponsor with a prize package, right? So she put together a great concert, a great forum and platform for some independent artists out there. Long story short, they came, they competed, they performed, but only one stood. You dig? Uh-huh. We got the winner on the line right now. Trez, welcome to K100 Radio,
yo,
bro. What's happening?
What's up, what's good?
Hey, man. What's happening, man? You good, man. Welcome, man. Congratulations. Congratulations on your win. Coming out as a top contender over there at the We Network 2 event. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, bro. That's big. And we want to give you some shine over here on K100 Radio for that, man. What's happening with you?
Not much, man. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. The show was dope, man. Shout out to Isha, man. I loved it, man. We had a good time that night, man. It was good.
That's what's up. So, real quick, give me a rundown about how the actual event was itself. You know what I'm saying? I know it was a lot of stiff competition from what I heard. It was a lot of dope artists. You know what I'm saying? And you reigned supreme. Tell me about the experience, and then we'll jump into the interview real quick. Go ahead.
So, man, I got down there. It's in Clarksville. Man, I'm from Hopkinsville. So, Clarksville is about 20 minutes from where I'm from. So I was like, yeah, I got to be a part of it. And I got there, man. The music, the DJ was rocking everything. I met a few people out there. Then they started up, and then they drew names, and I was first up. So I went up, you know, did my thing. And then, like, usually showcases, you usually will have, like, out of, like, 10, 12 people, you usually have a couple of people that ain't really that good sometimes. But this was probably the first event that I've been to that every single artist was good. Like, I didn't have anything bad to say about no artist. So it was very, very, very dope, man. I loved it, man. We had a good time, man. Everyone was good. And there, when I won, man, people showed love. No one was hating. There was no animosity in the room. So it was great, man. Great show. Great, great show.
What's up, man? Good. And you're right. I'm not even going to front. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I go to so many events personally, just representing the brand and everybody else is over at K100 Radio. And I won't lie. You're not even fronting. You're not even trying to be funny. Like, honestly, when it comes down to the independent artist scene, you know, a lot of artists are just starting out. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times,
yeah,
you know, they can't get on the big platforms. And so, you know, it's not a knock on anything. It's just like sometimes, you know, you have a certain level of artists that are performing.
Yeah.
You have seasoned independent artists and you have indies that's kind of just starting out. But when you come to certain kind of events, you know, you kind of, it's a mixed bag. So oftentimes, you're right. When we go to events, it's like, yo, a lot of this you already know when you come through, it's going to be some, like, you know, they got some work to do type
yeah.
of situation. And it's really, it really is rare. So I wish I would have been there. I wish I would have been there because it's really rare to go to a music industry event that deals with independent artists and everybody's on the level like that. So big ups for everybody coming through and coming out to that event. Shouts out to Miss Isha for putting on some dope shit.
Yeah.
I mean, we were sponsored it. You dig? Yeah, let's get into what's going on with Trent. You dig? Let's go. K100 Radio. Yeah. Follow him, Trez Bell Music, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna let him give all the information out in a minute and all the website and everything, social media, so you make sure you can contact with him. We're definitely going to play some of his music. We got some stuff queued up over here. You know what I'm saying? Workout, Pandora, stuff. We got some stuff we're ready to drop by you, homie. You know what I'm saying? But officially, go ahead and tell him who you are, where you from, and what's going on with Trez real quick. We'll jump into the questions. Go ahead, homie.
All right. My name is Trez. I'm from Hopkinsville, Kentucky, a.k.a. Hoptown, man, Kentucky Stand Up 270. And, man, I'm just an R&B hip-hop artist, man, and I just want to make good music, man. Been doing it for a minute, man. I decided to take it serious probably the last year and a half, 2 years. So, I mean, that's who I am, man. R&B hip-hop artist from Hoptown.
You're an R&B slave. You said R&B hip-hop, like, you do both, basically. You sing and you rap. Cause I didn't
see the performance. I do both.
Yeah, see, here's the thing about when we kind of sponsor events and we're not able to actually attend them, I don't get a chance to get a real gist of the artist. Like, normally, sometimes if we go out and we sponsor events, if it's local, if I can travel to it, I look at the artist, and when I see the winner, I'll be like, I'm going to tell you what you're about to get right now. So with you, I'm kind of, you know, I haven't seen your stage performance. I checked out the music, which is great, but I haven't seen the stage performance, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, I really wish I would have been there to see it so I could say, yo, he did this, 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 and this. But it's all good because we're going to check out some of the music and they'll get a feel of you. And hopefully we're going to add some of those to K100 Radio and then they can start following you and checking you out. I'm pretty sure you got stuff on YouTube, right? If they want to see something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, that stuff is everywhere.
All right. We're going to make sure we get information out there. You know what I'm saying? So it's a couple questions, man. As an independent artist, you said you're doing hip-hop and rap. First of all, honestly, which one is your strong point? I know people are, you have ambidextrous artists, but which one do you feel like mostly identifies with you as an artist? Hip-hop and R&B, or is it equal?
Man, see, if you would have asked me this question a couple of years ago, I probably would have said R&B. But lately, man, I feel like it might be equal because I've been working hard on both to get them, because like, I don't want to be to a point where it's like, okay, well, Trez, you're really better at singing, so just sing. I don't want people to have to choose. I want people to say, man, actually, you're dope at both. So I've been working really hard at getting both to the point where I can do either one, whichever I choose to do. Kind of like what Drake do, you know what I'm saying? Like, he can come out with a Summer 16, and then he can come out with One Dance, you know what I'm saying? Two totally different types of songs, but most people still respect, you know what I'm saying? So I want to be that kind of person where I can come out with whatever I want because people don't put me in a box. So I'm going to say equal, because I've been working hard on both to get them both to be, you know what I'm saying, equal.
That's tricky. But here's the thing about it. And let's see, barring Lauryn Hill, but not really, because really Lauryn Hill came out as an MC, but her you know, The Miss Education is a hip-hop classic, and bar none. And
right.
It's by far the superior example of rap and hip-hop, hip-hop and R&B blended on one project by one artist in history. No one ever. There is no close second, honestly, in my opinion. But when you come out, it seems as if when you come out as an artist, it's like you come out as one. Like, even with Drake, we know Drake can hold a note and hold a tune or whatever. But really, he came out spitting bars and he had to make his way as a rapper first, and then he was able to the singing. And it was so. If you had to come out right now, I guess basically if you had to come out and the introduction to Trez is what, R&B sing as a singer, because I heard the music and you can sing, so I would say singer, and then you could just display the flow. But the first introduction, first time anybody ever heard of you, which one would you be like, they probably should hear this first?
I'm gonna say singing, just because I feel like hip hop is getting really overly saturated, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like singing, there's still a good market for it, and I feel like, you know what I'm saying, there's room for R&B still. So I'm gonna say singing off top if I had to choose.
It's good. It's a good and a bad. I guess it's a good and a bad choice, because technically, while rap is saturated, it's a lot. I guess it's not easier, but R&B right now is not getting as much push. Now over here on K1 Radio, we push it. R&B isn't getting as much push as a hot rap song. So it's kind of tricky. You know, you can do both. I guess you're setting yourself up to win. Let me ask you this, though. Since you do both, most people that I've met in my life that can sing and rap, they also be ghostwriters. Do you do a lot of ghostwriting? Just curious.
I've been getting to that. Yeah, man. I mean, my whole life I usually wrote, you know what I'm saying, stuff for other people or hooks for other people and stuff like that. So, yeah, I definitely didn't have my share of ghostwriting for other people.
Yeah. I noticed that about people who are, even if you can't really sing, if you just have the ability to write R&B and write hip-hop and be able to write out melodies, you know what I'm saying? People normally jump into ghostwriting, and writing is how a lot of people got on, like Neo. Neo was writing for the whole industry before he decided that, hey, maybe I just want to sing on this track myself today. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And see what happens.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Ghostwriting is, and the check's coming. The check's coming.
Yeah.
And you don't have to go on tour. Check's coming. You know, the check is going to come. You know what I mean? A couple more questions. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't stop and just pause and just take a quick minute to actually talk to you about what's going on. And I already planned these questions. I didn't write down the questions, but I already planned to tackle the subject of what's going on in the real world as an artist. And I'm pretty sure you being an R&B artist, you being a black man also, you see what's going on in the world now with police brutality. Just give me some of your feelings about what you feel as your responsibility as an artist to address some of the stuff that you see that's going on in the world in your music. Do you Are you one of the artists who feel like, listen, this is my music and this is, I'm going to do this. I really don't want to mix that in with politics or whatever. Or do you feel like, hey, this is going on in the world, I should address it. You know what I'm saying? Would you actually write about it? Or you feel like you, or do you feel obligated to even write about it or talk about it in your music? Or how do you feel about artists who decide, listen, I'm an artist. That's not really what I do. If I want to be a part of that, if I want to protest or whatever, I do it on my own time, but not in my music. My music is for my fans, and they want to hear this. How do you feel about that? It's a conundrum when it comes to independent artists or up and, or major artists. But at the end of the day, if you blow up, you will have to attend to it because people are going to start to have expectations of you, especially your fans. So right. How do you feel about that? Yeah, how do you feel?
Man, I actually wrote about it back when the Mike Brown situation happened. It just stirred something up in me. Like, I don't see how you can be an artist and not say nothing or not write about it. You might not, even if you don't speak out, which I think you should speak out, but then if you don't speak out, like, I don't see how it can't just stir up some emotions in you, whether you're black, white, or whatever you are, especially if you're a black male and you see what's going on. I don't see how you cannot even, like, it cannot, like, make you feel some type of way. And when I feel some type of way, I write about it, whether that's in relationships or whatever I'm going through in life. So it's a part of life. You know, I see it. It's part of what's going on. So, like, I wrote about it, and I wrote to Nas's One Mic. I wrote a song called One Life, and I wrote about it, man, and I just feel like it's a lot of stuff going on, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like there's a lot of stuff going on with the system and a lot of stuff going on with the police brutality that's going on and the stereotyping and the racial profiling. A lot of stuff is going on, man, so I just wrote about it, you know, because sometimes you can't say things right as an artist, you know what I'm saying, but you can put it in your music because that's what you do and that's what you're good at. So I put it in the song, you know, and I talked about it. So I feel like you should talk about it as an artist. You know, use your voice, especially if you got fans, you got people listening to you, use your voice so they can hear something, you know, because there's always a lot of other stuff, you know, going on in the world. But, you know what I'm saying? So when stuff like that actually goes on that you can be positive about and speak on it, I think you should do it.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Just wanted to get your take on it for the record. For the record.
Yeah, you got
347-934-0966. For the record, 347-934-0966. We've got that's the number that you can call in right now. If you want to holler at Trez, if you're a fan of Trez, hit that phone line up and we'll bring you on the air right quick and holler at him. 347-934-0966. I got a number on the line right now. You mind if we take a call real quick? Somebody checking in real quick. Trez,
do it.
All right, let me see who this is. Area code 615-939. What up, K100 Radio?
Man, what's going on? What's going on?
What's happening with you? Who's this?
Man, you know, just, you know, a big fan of Trez here locally, here in Nashville. He's always put on some great shows. So he actually put out a tweet saying that, you know, he was going to be on the radio today. So I figured I'd call in and show some love because I went to one of his shows here in Nashville. And, man, he turned up. It was great. So I figured I'd show the local boy some love and call in to see how he was doing.
Hey, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. This is what it's all about. That's why I feel like this particular format is great for the independent artists, and we want to open up our phone lines and tell everybody, listen, if you're listening to this right now, you're rocking with them, it's always great to call in and give them a shout-out. Be like, yo, I'm rocking with you. They want to hear that live on the air, man. Big ups to you, and props for you for calling in, man. And
appreciate
locally,
it, man. Salute, man.
You know, that's what's up, man. Big stuff, man. Appreciate that, yo. What's your name?
Oh, yeah, my name is Justin, man.
All right, man.
Justin.
Thank you, Justin, for calling in.
Shout out, man. Appreciate
all right.
You, bro.
Hey, no problem. Trez, keep doing your thing, boy.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah, man, 347-934-0966. Hit the phone lines if you want to, man. Shout out to my Facebook people. I see Miss Isha on the Facebook Live. My homie O from Making the Magazine. What's going on, Making the Magazine? Karen. Some people are listening right now to you, Trez, right now on my Facebook Live feed. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm about to check this shit over. Okay. Yeah, people are checking it. Yeah, but so let's go back and get back to the interview. All right. Once again, the number is 347-934-0966 if you want to call in live. If you didn't get a chance to call in live, we appreciate everybody listening to this on the SoundCloud. Hit us up. Make sure you follow us. I follow our SoundCloud and follow Trez, too, also. You know what I mean? So let me go jump into another question real quick. All right, Trez. So the state, I know that you're a hip-hop and an R&B artist, but...
Mm-hmm.
You said something earlier that caught my attention, and I'm going to kind of rewind real quick. You said rap is oversaturated, right? And I'll give you that. I agree with that. You're not even completely nowhere off on that. It is. It's crazy. But R&B also has issues. R&B right now is in a state of influx right now. You know, it's in a state of what does R&B want to be. Now, I do honestly feel, from a professional standpoint, just based on what I get, from labels, what music that gets submitted to me. I feel like R&B may be making a comeback and be making a turnaround to separate itself from hip hop. Now, but right now it's like R&B and hip hop is so intertwined. It's like people was kind of shying away from R&B because they was trying to be rappers, and the R&B artist was trying to be thugs. You know what I'm saying? And they wasn't feeling that. As an R&B artist, if you're gonna drop this and you're gonna drop some music, what do you feel like you can do to preserve the genre of R&B, bro? What are you planning to do? Somebody comes up right now and says, "Trez, you on deck? We got you. We rocking with you. We putting $1 million behind your budget, and we go. What are you gonna bring to the game to try to preserve genre of R&B? What are you gonna do?"
Man, I listen to a lot of old school music and a lot of old school R&B, and it's like they used to talk about like actual, really like they talked about their feelings. That's what R&B was about. People actually talked about love, and like nowadays it's like you rarely hear love songs. If it is, it's a girl singing. You know what I'm saying? It's never really mostly dudes. They really shy away from it. You know what I'm saying? So I think that when you listen, like if you listen to my mixtape Nine Bree, or when I come out with some singles, or when you listen to my full album when I come out with that, you're going to hear, like, of course there'll be some turn-up songs, of course there'll be some songs about sex or whatever, but you're going to hear some love music, some real love music that make you want to go out and be like, dang, I want to fall in love again, or I am in love and I'm not afraid to talk about it. I feel like a lot of men today, they don't want to talk about love. It's like, I don't want to talk about it, you know, I'm a player, I'm this, I'm that. No one want to talk about it. No one falls in love anymore. We know that's a lot of it, because people get married and people, you know, babies being made, all this. Yeah, people in love, people doing whatever, you know. So it's like, I'm going to bring back love. Love music, all of that. I'm bringing back love.
Trez, cats be slick in love and don't even know. They be slick in love and shit. Niggas be slick in love. Bruh, you know what I'm saying? They don't even know how to express it. And listen. No, seriously. I'm not one of these people who are. I don't try to bash the artists, the Bryson Tillers or the Chris Browns or whatever. You know what I'm saying? These guys are doing their thing. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And I think they're phenomenal. I understand totally what your answer is, and I can understand what you're saying, because as a fan of R&B, of real R&B, I guess I don't even want to say real R&B, because then you start saying real hip hop, and then people start saying, well, what the fuck is real hip hop? Hip hop is what the fuck ever was coming out of them. And we go on and on. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, I get what you're saying, but do you think that that's going to be successful? Because shout out to people are listening. Shout out to C Renee, what's going on? DJ MoFat. You know what I'm saying? The thing with R&B is you've got to be able to sell records at the same time. This is the music business. And I feel like I feel like the world, fuck hip-hop, R&B, or whatever, Trey. Listen, the world is not in love. The world don't want to love right now. The world is so crazy and so separated that the world is a lot of hate. It's a lot of strife. It's a lot of people are getting killed. It's crazy. And love itself as an emotion is on the down spiral. And that's why I feel like love music is very, very hard to sell, because motherfuckers don't love nobody. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But you said you're going to try to bring that back. That's risky, would you say? First of all, do you agree that that's risky to do that?
It is risky because not a lot of people doing it, but I do think there's certain artists right now who are trying to bring it back. You had Tyrese come out with a good R&B album. You had TGT.
Great.
You got Luke James. You got some good people that are making good music and making a name for themselves. You know what I'm saying? I think that the main thing is that with R&B is soul. You know what I'm saying? Soul music. Everybody has a soul. Their soul needs to be fed. So whether you're talking about love or whatever you're talking about, it just needs to have that soul in it. A lot of it ain't got a lot of soul. Once you have that soul, no matter what you're really talking about, people just got to feel it. It's about the music being made, not trying to sound like nobody else. Just feel it. Get in the studio. You know what I'm saying? And just feel it and actually put that soul into the music. Whatever you were singing about, whatever you rapping about, just put that soul on top of it, and people going to feel it.
All right. We got a couple more calls, homie. You want to take some more?
Yeah, whatever. Let's do it.
All right. Let's take some more, then we'll jump into the music in a second. Area code 270305. Welcome to K100 Radio. Who's this?
That's me, nigga. What up, Lizzo? This is Miss Isha, fool.
Oh, what's going on? What's up,
what's Hey, y'all, I got wrecked. Look, I was scrolling, and I seen it was like Trev. I was like, oh, shit, let me pull up. I got to call in. But anyway, shout-out to you, K100. Shout-out to Trev, of course.
Yo.
He won the We Network Showcase. But I just wanted to say, I've been listening or whatever, and this nigga is modest as fuck. Like, you don't even understand. Like, he's, like, super-duper talented. Like, not only does he do R&B and rap, he sings gospel as well. Like, I was first introduced to him singing gospel in the churches and stuff with the group. I mean, there's, like, really, really nothing that this dude can't do. And I'm not sure if you follow him on Facebook, but he does a lot of covers. He'll take, like, two songs and put them together, and they sound better than both artists did. You know, like, he's super-duper talented. He doesn't just sing. He doesn't just write. He doesn't just rap. He really is an artist. And that's why I'm so excited that he got this opportunity, because all he needs, like, is exposure. Like, he's definitely, you're going to hear from Trez, and I'm just glad I'm in the mix. Hey, y'all.
Hey. What up, Nish?
What up?
Hey. That's good, though. You know what I'm feeling? And I actually did, when you first tagged me in him, and I actually went to, and I seen that Facebook post from his Facebook page. And he did the cover, and it had the multi-screens. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was dope. I thought that was creative. We've seen that a couple of different times, but he put his own spin on it. And I thought that was actually pretty dope and pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? So big up to you. And I actually know what you're talking about with the covers and everything.
Yeah,
went to your page.
Definitely. Yeah, he has a lot of those. And he does. He has a series called Trez Thursday. So this is dope that his interview was on Thursday, on Trez Thursday.
Yeah.
Where he does those, and he posts them, and he has a big following. But anyway, y'all can get to y'all next call or whatever, because, you know, I'm here, though. But shout out to both of y'all, K100, and this bitch, Fleet DJs, we in this bitch.
Shout out to you.
All right, y'all.
Fleet DJs in the building, and that's the person who put the actual We Network event on that Trez won, and that's how he actually got this particular interview as part of her prize package for her event. So big up to Miss Isha for calling in.
Yeah, if you're in Kentucky or anywhere around, man, you need to know who Isha is. You know who she is, man. I don't know what you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, big up to her. We got one more call, Trez. Let me see if they want to holler at us real quick. Hold on a second. And then we'll go into the music real quick because we're getting short. I mean, 30 minutes goes by when it's a good interview. Area code 770-470-412. What up? Who's this? Area code 770-412. Hello? Hello? Okay. We're going to assume they're just listening. Maybe they're just tuning in and listening. Sound like they're doing the dishes and shit in the background, Trez. We don't know. They just got the phone on. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to make sure they didn't want to talk, because I don't want to leave nobody out real quick. You feel what I'm saying? Big ups to you, man. So let's go ahead and get into the music, you dig?
Let's do it.
Great interview. You know what I'm saying? All right, so we've got two records over here by you. We got, I think it's Workout and Pandora, right? Those two of your records.
Yeah.
I'll let you pick which one you want the people to hear, because people are listening on the broadcast, people are listening on Facebook Live, and people are going to be listening on SoundCloud after the fact. Big ups, follow SoundCloud. If you're a SoundClouder, make sure you follow our broadcast. All of our interviews and live events and all that stuff is on our SoundCloud, so make sure you rock with us over there on SoundCloud. All right? Which one do you want to rock with us? Which one?
Let's do Pandora, man, because that's the first one. That's going to be my first single, so I'm going to come out with Pandora. So let's play that.
All right. Tell me about it. Introduce it. Tell me about the production. What are you talking about on this record? What's the move we're going to get ready to get into right here with this joint?
Dude named Shotty on the track made the beat. And the song is kind of talking about how you about to set the mood with your girl. You know, a lot of people, you know, you about to, when you set in the mood, you play music. So it's kind of like before you and your girl do whatever y'all going to do. You know what I'm saying? You turn the music on. You put it on Pandora. You let that mug play. So you got to worry about it skipping. You got to worry about nothing happy. You put on that R&B station, whatever R&B station you listen to, and then you do your thing. So that's what the song is called, Pandora. Let's put on Pandora when I'm going to let your body down.
All right. I see now. You know what? You're right. And I see now late nights on Fridays, Saturdays, and Wednesdays, middle of the week, maybe Sunday night, we got to start doing this a goddamn R&B mix on K100 Radio.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you.
Got to.
I need to smash on the K100. I like Pandora, but we need y'all to be tuning in to K100 too, though. But I know, you know what? I get it though, because if it ain't Pandora, it might be Music Choice if I'm in the room.
whatever, man.
You know what it is. You got to get it in. All right, Pandora, this is Trez. We got one more coming up. Don't go nowhere. Pause. DJ IM is coming up at 7 o'clock, maybe slightly after if you're calling in to check out DJ IM. We buy on time, so we're going to play Pandora right now, and then we'll come back to this next joint called Workout by Trez. real quick, check it out. And we'll give you all the social media, website, and all that after this one. Check it out, though. K100 Radio. You live, direct line interview. Yeah.
Play all your favorite songs because it's gonna be all night. Play all your favorite songs because it's gonna be all night. Play all your favorite songs because it's gonna be all night. It's gonna be all night. It's gonna be all night.
Hey, what you doing, boo? Trying to see what tonight do. I can come over to your place and show you how I miss you. Spending nights in the studio, but I need some loving tonight. And I'ma take my time, babe, 'cause I just wanna do you right. I'ma make you feel so good, I'ma make you feel so right. Play all your favorite songs, 'cause it's gonna be all night. I'ma make you feel so good, I'ma make you feel so right. Play all your favorite songs, 'cause it's gonna be all night. Baby, you don't know what you got into. I'ma show you things your last man didn't do. Playing Chris Brown, Trey Songz, and I'll get. We'll be making sweet love as we're listening to Pandora's. I'ma lay your body down while we're listening to Pandora's. Harmonizing with the sound as we're listening to Pandora's. You're prepared, babe, 'cause when we started, ain't no stopping. And we can take it old school and do somebody rocking. You know I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, girl. A little bump and grind, girl. Get you in your thoughts. And you know it's on my girl. I'ma make you feel so good. I'ma make you feel so right. Right. All your favorite songs. Uh-huh. 'Cause it's gonna be all night. Yeah. I'ma make you feel so good. I'ma make you feel so right. Right. All your favorite songs. Yeah. All night. Take it down like Chris Brown. Dive in like Trey. Yeah. Porn star like August. Baby, we don't play. Love and scratch and touch and kissing. We gon' do it all as we're listening. I'ma lay your body down while we're listening to Pandora.
Yeah. We can play a little
Janet Beyonce
the weekend.
This is R. Kelly playing all your favorite artists.
We can play a little
Jahez. Hey, my Braxton.
This is Jill Scott.
This is
K100 Radio.
My station for R&B.
Like I said, we have a winner. Yeah. Trez, what up, homie? Nice record, man. They fucking with it. They sing. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, bro? A lot of my my Facebook Live people are checking in. DJ MoFat, representing the Fleet DJs, is checking in. You know what I'm saying? He comes on K100 Radio Live every Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. He's on my Facebook Live right now. He's rocking with it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, DJ, I like that.
Yeah, C. Renee is in the building. My homie Doug, what up, man? Licensee Son is on my Facebook page checking in. They rocking with it. Oh, man, the COO. Yo, man, a lot of people, man. Jimmy Thomas, what's going on, man? Curators of Hip Hop is in the building. He says he like that Pandora joint. Shouts out to everybody over here on K100 Radio, man. You feel me? They're checking me out. The homie O over here making a magazine. Yo, my Facebook Live people are checking in, man. They rocking with it, bro. A lot of influential people are actually listening right now.
Man, I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
I really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, all right. So we got one more joint. We got DJ IM. Be patient, everybody. DJ IM. It's 7 o'clock, I know, right now. And DJ IM is on deck. And if you call in to check out DJ IM, he's coming up in a minute. But we got one more joint that we want to make sure we get out of the way for Trez. And it's called Workout. But before we do that, pause. Let the homie give out his social media information. Go ahead and give out all your social media and your website and everything so people can connect with you and check it out, man. You know, if they want to get some of your music or want to book you for a show, collaborate, whatever, how can they get in touch with you real quick?
All right, man. All social media, man, Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, all of it is Trez Bell Music. So if you're on the internet, like if you're on Safari or something, www.com, whatever it is, and then / Trez Bell Music, all my ads is Trez Bell Music. And then they're working on my website right now. It'll also be www.trezbellmusic.com. And my email is treztheartist@gmail.com. Everything is Trez, is T-R-E-Z, theartist@gmail.com. If you want to feature anything like that, just hit me up, man. I'm ready, man. R&B stand up, Kentucky stand up, man. I'm about to put on, man. Let's get it. Pandora.
All right, we're gonna lead out with this workout joint, and then we're going to go ahead and let DJ IM come in and do his thing, man, on deck. All right, representing Tampa. Big ups to DJ IM. You feel me? I see my homie DJ Owens checked in. Shout out to DJ Owens. Catch him Saturdays on K100 Radio. So, tell me about Workout. Introduce that, and we're going to ride out to this one, homie. What's this one about?
All right, man, Workout, after Pandora goes off, just let Workout come on. You feel me? It's kind of like they're on the same tip. You feel me? Like, I'm kind of describing, you know what I'm saying, making love from a workout standpoint, using workout lingo, exercise lingo. So the song is called Workout, man. So the ladies, both of those songs are for the ladies, man. So enjoy it, man. And when you get your lady, you know what I'm saying, put on both of these songs, man.
All right. We got a question coming in. C. Renee asked, do you write? Obviously, you write your own stuff, right? You're writing all this?
Yeah, everything you hear from Trez is going to be written by me. I mean, I might get into letting people write hooks or something, maybe. But I like writing my own. I've been writing my own stuff since I was, like, in middle school. So I like writing my own stuff. So, yeah, I write.
Okay, there's the answer, C. Renee. All right, let's jump into this joint. This joint is called Workout. And we're going to get ready to ride out with this one, man. We're going to jump into DJ IM after that, man. I appreciate you coming on, man. Again, congratulations. Absolutely, man. Yo, congratulations.
I appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, man, congratulations to you for winning that, man, because from what you're saying and from what Ms. Isha said, it wasn't an easy win. It was mad competition out there, man. So big ups to you, all right?
No, it was, man. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me, man.
All right, man. This is Workout by Trez, and you are now rocking with the best. This is K100 Radio. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Hit us up, K100radio.com. Download our mobile apps. We got mobile apps for the iTunes, iPhone. We got mobile apps on the Droid, whatever. We're on TuneIn Radio. Make sure you follow us over there on TuneIn Radio. However you can rock with us, man, make sure you rock with us. We're live 24/7. All right? We want to make sure that you're getting this music. We're going to throw some of this music by Trez into rotation, of course, definitely. Workout or Pandora, you're going to be able to hear it over here on K100 Radio. If you want to sponsor anything that's going on with K100 Radio, hit us up, k100radio@gmail.com. If you want to submit music to K100 Radio, k100radio.com. Go to the submissions page. If you want to advertise, k100radio.com, promo and advertising. If you want an interview like this, k100radio.com. You see the central theme here? You get it? You got it? Cool. Let's get it. K100 Radio. Ah. Trez, work it out, bro.
Get you ready, spread them legs, hold them steady, keep them arms back, no half stepping, ready, set, go, let's get it, I can give you what you want, if you give me what I need, baby, you'll be satisfied, and that's a guarantee, lady. Your upper body, then we gon' go low. Then we gon' do some full body. Let's work on your control.
Everybody for watching. I appreciate y'all. Facebook Live. Thank you.
You nominated us and you voted.
And thanks to you, our loyal listeners.
We are the Southern Entertainment Awards Radio Station of the Year 2016.
Yeah, you know what it is.
K100 Radio. The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K-100 Radio.
Party101Productions.com.
This is Certified Hip-Hop.
Let's get it. DJ IM is in the building. Y'all rock with us, K-100 Radio.
For all bookings, contact DJ IM at www.party101productions.com or 813-476-2812.
Jamu Beats, holla at me.
Yo, what up? This is your man, DJ IM. I want to give a major shout out to all my people from Tampa, Miami, Orlando, Jacksonville, Fort Myers, Tallahassee, and St. Pete. Y'all already know Florida's definitely in the building.
Hey, what's happening, homeboy? This your boy G-A-G-E representing that Black Team Entertainment. You're not rocking with one of the hottest DJs in Florida, the Bling King, DJ I.M. You already know what time it is. Florida, stand up.
My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this. And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim. And then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him. This is American justice. This is American democracy. And those of you who are familiar with it, know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if I'm wrong, put me in jail.
China.
By the system I was raised, same system that enslaved us and took us out the world. Same system I was trained to put my hand across my heart and pledge allegiance to the people. Same system that made me sing the national anthem while the fucking flag hang. Same system that acclaimed minutes alive, but rock ain't made shit change. Nigga, fuck this shit, I won't budge. Shit, I won't budge. They say Rosa Parks sitting on the wrong bus. And now the Malcolm X is gone, I guess it's on us. Fuck the cops, they gon' kill us and then charge us. They gon' charge us. Pull that fucking badge out and say it's all love. Yeah. Then I got 6 warning shots to my heart, lung, face, neck, cough, blood. I can say we all thugs. I guess we all thugs. Ever since the watch riot, motherfuckers wanna try it. Said they was all quiet till they crossed us. Al shot to keep a talking, nigga, do something. Nigga, prove son. So much drama, I done got the fucking goosebumps. Word down to Ferguson and murdering the youth, yo. What the fuck is new, son? This shit gon' make me lose. It's a war, we won't back down. Fuck this country, we ain't treated fair.
Fuck.
I should burn a fucking flag down. Yeah, I should burn a fucking flag down. Bunch of victims lash out, they have no clue. But if I protest, then they gon' put me in a stretcher, gun me down while my hands up, screaming, don't shoot, motherfucker, don't shoot. System I was raised, same system that just killed Mike Brown over the
shit.
Same system that just slayed Sean Bell, Trayvon, Eric Gardner with a
shoe.
The same system that go lie just to cover up the crime, quick to send us to the grave. The same system that acclaim innocent lives, but rock ain't made. Shit chain, nigga, fuck this shit, I won't buzz. Shit, I won't budge. They say I'm a tail whistle at the raw slut. And now the Martin Luther God gets on us. Fuck the cops, they gon' kill us and then charge us. They gon' charge us. Pull that fucking badge out, leave a nigga passed out. Clap, clap, 20 shots to my heart, lungs, face, neck, car, pride. All I do is cross us. Living in the projects and we all thugs. Now they touch it through my pockets, won't treat me like a hostage. Try and get us on my conscience like a broad does. If they catch me looking wrong, I'm a rebel though. If I got my hoodie on, I'm a criminal. It's a war, we won't back down. To tell the government to kiss my ass. I should burn a fucking flag down. Yeah, I should burn a fucking flag down. We were forced to surrender, they have no clue. But if I protest, then they gon' put me in a stretcher, gun me down with my hands up, screaming, don't shoot, motherfucker, don't shoot.
Department. Lions Stand, record the
Now let's put it all in perspective before the outrage burns out misdirected. What can we do so our community is protected? I believe that should be our main objective. While we full of rage and we want to make a difference, let's do more than protest. Let's make a commitment to be proactive, not just emotional reacting. Move like G, never passing. Organize state teams, martial arts classes. Get to the gun range and make your aim active. Self-defense is a must by any tactic. Security protocol, make it a daily practice. They say I look suspicious, I get it all the time. Throw black face at it when they drop dime. Follow me, get on your jack, tell them to come get me. You better get your gun, you be the judge, jury. We gotta make better war moves. Police the pigs, polish our own tools. Fight back, become a force to be reckoned. Let them feel the consequence, pulling that weapon. They do what they wanna do, who they think they can. In a stand, it's no respect for the black man. What's the solution? The ballot of the bullet, G. Give me that pistol, that vote never give us. Free. I tell the young people, go ahead, protest. Petition, ticket sign, citizens arrest. Just know we get war, so get your game face on. Hoodie on, I bomb first, but straight on.
I'm tired of the marching, the rallying, and the protesting. We hooping and hollering, still we getting no justice. To Daniel Diallo, Bell, Grant, and Trayvon. It's the free mix on your radio station. Turn it up so you can drown out all the media hype. We plot, planning, and strategizing, ready to fight. The government ain't gonna stop it as long as they make a profit off our criminalization. Our people gonna be target. Justin Tippin, Wendell Allen, who gon' be next? Fuck the talking, get some power, then we get some respect. When I die, don't put me on a shirt, my nigga. Be a revolutionary, make them hurt, my nigga. That's a quote from New York Money, that's my RBD family. Sick man, Mike Flow, most justice insanity. Cause we do the same thing, expecting different results. I'm checking the vital signs, but I ain't getting no post.
Please, a view from a true D perspective. These mic machines to pose all the questions. Say your point in here to uphold justice. But it gets denied, yo, they cheat and they lie, folks. Hate use fake moves and wild hostile. Young black girl in a struggle for survival. Great stress and effects, disrespect, disconnect. Girls and wives and kiddos and nice teeth. Gunshots and blood that break the night breeze. The several point is judged, it might be Nazis. Insecurity, identity doubt. You think that they see a neighbor. They see a villain is out. Instead of answer, it was random police movement and conclusive confusion. The present news clip, callous bullshit. Every talking head is clueless. Many subtle channels stupid. Sick of the town, we know it's been that. It's time to fix that for every place we live at. Put in work where we are to change the whack track. They make you holler in the hour where they scream at. They shooting, made you die. I act as if the murder innocence is not crime. Killers on the run, watch them and your time's up. Mr. Murderer, where you hiding at? They shooting, made you die. I act as if the murder innocence is not crime. Killers on the run, watch them and your time's up. I hope you hear this, right where you hiding at. Trayvon,
who are you?
Trayvon, Trayvon,
who are you?
Negro has to be free. He must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own emancipation proclamation. Don't let anybody take your man.
Get up, get out, do something. If you wanna make a difference, then move something. You can't say shit.